Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly. I explained to the attorney general my decision and the reasons for it. That's what I was required to do.
Former special prosecutor Robert Hur testifying to House Judiciary about deciding not to charge President Joe Biden for keeping classified documents after leaving the vice presidency. Hur got questioned from both sides, Democrats saying he was biased in writing about Biden's memory, Republicans arguing Hur and the Justice Department have been more lenient to Biden than to former President Donald Trump. President Biden has sent his 2025 budget to Congress, including an expanded child tax credit and plans for a national paid family leave program. White House Budget Director Shalonda Young also testified to the Senate that it can solve a looming crisis in Medicare with tax increases for the extremely wealthy.
It extends Medicare solvency indefinitely by requiring wealthy people to pay their fair share toward Medicare and reducing prescription drug costs. And it reflects the president's commitment to reject any benefit cuts to Social Security.
The budget calls for higher corporate taxes and reducing the deficit by $3 trillion over a decade, but with a starkly divided Congress, it is at best an initial proposal. With a victory in the Georgia primary, Biden has locked up the Democratic nomination. Trump is expected to follow soon. Meanwhile, Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck, a conservative noted as a sharp Trump critic, has said he will leave office even before the end of his term. With a bipartisan immigration deal dead in the Senate after Trump criticized it, House Democrats are forming a border security task force. New Mexico Representative Henry Cuellar says Republicans have controlled the narrative by falsely painting U.S. border communities as dangerous when they're some of the safest in the country. Cuellar adds that though Republicans talk about strengthening the border, most voted against increased Customs and Border Patrol funding.
The last two appropriation cycles, where we added $2.4 billion for CBP, that is for Border Patrol, adding new agents, support staff, the bonuses, the retention.
The House will be voting today on a bill to ban popular social media app TikTok. Co-sponsor Texas Representative Chip Roy says the app's Chinese owners ByteDance are a threat to national security.
Some people rightly concerned about the power of government. Nobody wants to go, certainly I don't want to go give the government a lot of power to go after privately held companies. But in this case, you've got a privately held company that is heavily owned by the Chinese Communist Party. So that's a problem.
The app is not, in fact, owned by the Chinese government, and ByteDance says it won't sell data to it. Biden says he'll sign the bill if it reaches his desk, but House members like former Speaker Nancy Pelosi say it would be better to require a clearer division between the app and the Chinese government.
We want TikTok to exist. We're not there to ban it. I've said we want to make it tic-tac-toe. We want to make it something that is not a fearful social media platform, but one that is very positive.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different...